Well, the summer of 2020 was supposed to be spectacular for Southeast Alaska's economy. Nearly 1.5 million visitors were projected to spend roughly $800 million. But of course, COVID-19 brought all of that to a halt. Rasha McChesney of KTOO in Juneau reports on how that's hitting the cruise-related industry.
People like Midgey Moore are hemorrhaging money. She runs Juneau Food Tours. Her husband runs a sport fishing and whale watching company. Ever since the cruise season stalled, people have been canceling their vacations, and that means they want their deposits back.
You know, I'm looking at several, probably $5,000 to $10,000 in refunds, but my husband's looking at tens and tens of thousands of dollars of refunds.
Generally, the cruise season runs from May through September, but the smaller companies spend the early months of the year gearing up for the season. Usually, they'd be hiring right now. Instead, her husband had to lay off 19 people. She laid off 10.
We're at the point where we don't want to look at our phones or check our emails because we're terrified that it's a request for a refund.
This story is playing out for small business owners who rely on the visitor industry all over the state. In late March, John Bittner of the Alaska Small Business Development Center told state lawmakers that between coronavirus-related shutdowns and the dramatic drop in oil prices, the state's economy is taking a beating.
To be honest, this is such a wide-ranging economic upheaval that every industry in the state is going to be negatively impacted in some sense, with a handful of exceptions.
He said the Federal Small Business Administration's economic injury disaster loans could help keep some of them afloat.
This will help. It's not a silver bullet. Not everybody will be eligible, but this is a step in the right direction.
On offer is up to $2 million in low-interest loans to small businesses. They can be used for things like payroll and paying bills that cannot be paid because of the coronavirus outbreak. There's also the $2 trillion Federal CARES Act, which established several new programs to temporarily address fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. Midgey Moore says she's applied for everything that's available. And she says the online process can be pretty complicated. One application took her more than 4 hours.
And this is not SBA's fault, but I am certain that pretty much half of the United States is applying. And the system, the website is just, it keeps shutting down. It's crashing.
Right now, Moore is anxious because it's just not clear how she's going to make a living this year. But there have been some moments of joy in the last few weeks. When people tell her they're canceling their trips, she's been asking them to consider leaving their deposits with her, turning them into essentially gift cards. One man in Florida who paid about $500 in advances said he wanted a refund. But when she told him she was struggling, he changed his mind.
He goes, I would like to buy a gift card for $1,000. I, of course, burst into tears. And I was like, oh, my gosh, not only are you buying your tour, but you're paying an additional $500, you know, double, just to be a nice person. And I emailed him back and I said, that is just so generous. He goes, we need to help one another.
Neither Midgey or her husband have heard back about any of the small business loans they've applied for. And they're joined by many other terrified business owners in Alaska and around the country who have inundated the SBA in the last few weeks. They can't pay their bills, they can't pay their banks, and it's not clear if anyone is going to bail them out. For Here and Now, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.